Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. We have a winter weather advisory out from the National Weather Service calling for this winter weather advisory to remain in effect until 10 p.m. this evening. Snow is expected depending upon where you live and where the heaviest amounts fall, anywhere from 3 to 6 inches with some local higher amounts. This is for Western Greene, Ulster, all of Dutchess and Litchfield counties and South County, Massachusetts, and it runs through 10 p.m. this evening, as we said. We will check our announcements on late openings and closings coming up in just a few minutes here on The Breakfast Club. Once again, Region 1 sent out notifications about a positive case for COVID-19 in Region 1, this time in Salisbury. A middle school student tested positive for COVID-19. The student has not been in the building since January 29th and will remain at home in quarantine isolation, according to the CDC preferred protocol. However, since the affected student had extended close contact with another student who has been in school, Cohort 8A will be closed through Friday, February 12th, to await the contact student's test results. All those close contacts within 6 feet for 15 minutes or longer over a 24-hour period have been notified and will quarantine according to the CDC protocol. In Cornwall, officials have updated the residents on the plan of conservation and development and just how well the town's plans of conservation and development is meeting its goals. They were invited to hear what progress had been made over the past year when the Planning and Zoning Commission hosted that meeting last week for that purpose. Many representatives from town boards and commissions appeared at the virtual session at which the plan, which is required by state statute to be completed by all towns every 10 years, was reviewed. Cornwall's plan, which was approved in 2019, had four basic components. According to town planning consultant Janel Mullen, they included economic development, housing, natural resources, community, culture, and youth resources. Connecticut's coronavirus coverage positivity rate has slipped to 3.58% on Monday. There were 263,739 COVID-19 cases reported since the beginning of the pandemic in the state. That's up about 4,300 since Friday, but out of 122,000 tests, only a little over 4,000 came back positive, resulting in that low positivity rate of 3.58%. Now, Connecticut residents age 65 and older will be able to get vaccinated starting this week. Yesterday, the state said anybody who is 65 and older can register to get the vaccine beginning Thursday. Governor Ned Lamont said there are 350,000 residents in the state who are age 65 to 74. He believes it'll take about 4 weeks to get all those people vaccinated. He also announced that providers with open slots can begin to fill with residents 65 and older beginning immediately. New COVID-19 cases plummeted 28% in New York, but the UK variant has risen. The number of those cases fell 28% last week, outpacing the natural drop and signaling that a winter surge is already in a steady decline. New York ended the week on Sunday with 60,317 new cases. That was down over 84,212 new cases that caused COVID-19 the previous week. Now, New York should update the 6-foot rule for schools to aid full reopening, officials say. Calls are growing for the state to update and possibly reduce its 6-foot distancing rule for students and staff in schools, which educators say would help districts bring students back 5 days a week, either the spring or in the fall. The educational community also wants Albany to speed the full reopening of schools by providing immediate access to vaccinations for teachers and other staff and providing COVID-19 tests to schools to do regular testing. Nomination papers are available for the Stockbridge election. The select board seat is up. The nominations, a 3-year select board seat held by Ernest Chucky Cardillo, the current chairman, will be on the ballot for May 18th, the day after the scheduled annual town meeting. Nomination papers requiring the signatures of 20 registered Stockbridge voters are available through the March 26th deadline. According to the town, they must return to the office by 5 p.m. on March the 30th. Some meetings coming up today in Sharon. The Board of Selectmen will meet at 3 o'clock in Cornwall for today, 4 p.m. Cornwall Reads Great Fiction, Roxana Robinson and Anna Karenina. That's a Zoom meeting. 5 o'clock, the Wastewater Committee meeting via Zoom. And 7 o'clock, the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting via Zoom. In Salisbury today at 5 p.m. is the ZBA meeting. Also today, the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has a special meeting at 6 p.m. as well, and the Salisbury Recreation Commission has a meeting at 7:30. Kent Sewer Commission has their regular meeting today at 4 p.m. Board of Selectmen have a regular meeting tonight at 6:30. Meanwhile, in Hillsdale, the town board meeting will be held tonight at 7 o'clock. That is via Zoom. Dover Union Free School District Board of Education is set for tonight at 7 p.m. Pine Plains Zoning Board will hold their special meeting tonight at 7:30. Take notice that the Joint Village of Millerton and Town of Northeast Police Committee will hold an informational meeting on Wednesday at 6 p.m. That meeting will be held via Zoom teleconference and can be viewed live on Facebook at Village of Millerton page. Contact the office with any questions prior to the meeting. In Sheffield, the Planning Board meeting will have their next meeting. That meeting is coming up on Wednesday at Town Hall. It's a floor and virtual meeting in the second floor. Go to the website for more details. Pine Plains Advisory Board, the Planning Board, has a meeting at 7 p.m. on Wednesday via Zoom and broadcasted via YouTube. Coming up in West Cornwall on the 11th, they have a 10:30 Cornwall Conservation meeting via Zoom. Town Board meeting in the town of Northeast New York will happen on the 11th via Zoom. In Kent, a program on Songbird's struggle against the loss of habitat is happening on the 11th at Marvelwood School, Kent Land Trust, and the University of Connecticut. It's a free virtual program about warblers at 7 p.m. More information at marvelwood.org/warbler. Jump Fest will be back this weekend, that is correct, for the 95th year. It happens the 12th, 13th, and 14th at Satry Hill. Due to COVID-19, attendance each day will be capped at 400. The total reflects 25% of the facility's capacity. People will be allowed to go in as spectators leave. It's free admission for Friday night lights. There will be no human dog sled race. Then on Saturday and Sunday will be the regular jumping, with practice at 11, the jumping beginning at 1. There will be food trucks on site, no alcoholic beverages, and the food shack will be closed. The snowball has been canceled for the year. More information for the entire weekend, jumpfest.org on the web. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 31,385.76, the NASDAQ at 13,987.64, and the S&P 500 at 3915.59. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.